The Lord be with you.
And your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. One of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you?" They paid him 30 pieces of silver, and from that time on he looked for an opportunity to hand him over. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples approached Jesus and said, "Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and tell him, 'The teacher says, my appointed time draws near. In your house I shall celebrate the Passover with my disciples.'" The disciples then did as Jesus had ordered and prepared the Passover. When it was evening, he reclined at table with the 12. And while they were eating, he said, "Amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." Deeply distressed at this, they began to say to him, one after another, "Surely it is not I, Lord." He said in reply, "He who has dipped his hand into the dish with me is the one who will betray me. The Son of Man indeed goes, as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better for that man if he had never been born." Then Judas, his betrayer, said in reply, "Surely it is not I, Rabbi." He answered, "You have said so." The Gospel of the Lord. Now, having listened to the Gospel this morning, that was an unusual statement that Jesus made at the very end of the Gospel. It would be better for that man if he had never been born. I wonder why Jesus said that in reference to Judas. Well, just to compare the two, Judas betrayed Jesus, but we've also got to remember that Peter denied Jesus 3 times. So what's the difference between Peter and Judas? The difference is that Judas went and hung himself, but Peter, through the grace of God, came back and asked for forgiveness. And that's the difference. I never remember a time, and I presume none of you can either, when we could not go to confession, when we were not free to go to confession. First time in my life, and I'm sure it's the first time in your life. And so, for those of you who are worried about that or feel a need to go to confession, what are you to do at this moment? Well, very simply, God is all forgiving. And if you sincerely express your sorrow to God for anything you feel guilty about or you have done, no matter how serious, with the intention, this is important, of going to confession when you have an opportunity, then God, you will be forgiven. You will be forgiven. God never withholds forgiveness. He is forgiveness itself. He is mercy itself. He is compassion itself. So this morning, let's make a really deep and sincere act of contrition. Simple one. Oh my God, I am sorry that I have offended you. I am sorry for anything I have done wrong. I am sorry for the people I may have hurt, for the times that I let you down, for the times that I offended you. And with the help of your grace, I will do my best not to sin again. In your mercy, Lord, I ask you to forgive me.